If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJacks.com.
Well, the three H's continue today, hazy, hot, and humid. The good news is a higher risk and better chance for some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Some much-needed rainfall. Now, again, these storms will be locally heavy with frequent lightning. Where it does not rain, there will be a continued wildfire threat due to the dry weather of the last 4 weeks, but also because of the nearby lightning strikes that will potentially occur. So keep an eye to the sky this afternoon. Temperatures will still reach the 90s, but looks like it falls short of 97 for the first time in 10 days at the International Airport. It'll be close, though, about 94 or 95, but I'm forecasting the clouds and scattered storms to develop early enough to take a little bit of an edge off the highest temperatures today. Storms will be moving to the east-southeast at about 10 to 12 miles per hour, and some of those may make a run at the coast this evening. So while it's primarily inland development this afternoon, with the upper-level flow out of the west to east, some of those showers and storms may make a move toward the intercoastal and beaches as we head towards 6, 7, and 8 o'clock this evening. So again, keep an eye to the sky, storms a little more widely scattered tomorrow, but more of a southeasterly flow off the Atlantic, so the temperatures won't be as hot. We will not hit 97 tomorrow, so we'll break the streak if we don't break it today. Highs will be in the low 90s and cooler at the beaches, generally in the 80s much of this week now, thanks to that onshore flow off of the Atlantic. Now, as we head to Thursday, Friday, and the weekend, it looks even wetter, with showers and thunderstorms increasing each day, so that I'm pretty comfortable in saying that by the end of the weekend, everybody will have received at least some rainfall, and some spots likely quite a bit, perhaps several inches of rain in this weather pattern that's evolving in the upcoming 5 to 6 days. This is not at all unusual, of course. It's June. It's the start of our wet season. Sometimes it starts in May. Sometimes it starts later in June. This one looks to be maybe just a little bit late, but very good timing considering the very dry last 4 weeks or so. And temperatures won't be as hot, but realize that the average high temperature by the weekend is pushing 90 degrees. So a cooler day this time of year is in the 80s and still high humidity. So we're kind of stuck now with those kinds of temperatures, of course, over the next several months. But it does not look as extreme over the next week or so as it has been over the last 10 days. Yesterday at 99 degrees, we missed the record high by just a degree. It was the ninth straight day at or above 97, going all the way back to May 26. It's the second longest such streak of all time, only beat out by an 1875 July heat wave. Records go back to 1871 for Jacksonville. So that's saying something quite remarkable. We've only had officially at the International Airport 0.07 of an inch of rain since May 6th. The period from May 6th through June 3rd is now the driest on record at the International Airport for that same period. And we should have received 3.55 inches of rain, so just a fraction of what we should have had over the past about 4 weeks or so. So this is good news in the upcoming 5 to 7 days, with much better rain chances gradually increasing each and every day. It's just that you got to keep an eye out for that sharp lightning and sudden thunder, as lightning can travel up to nearly 10 miles from its parent cloud, and we're getting to that time of year, and we haven't had to watch out for a whole lot of storms. In the tropics, the western Gulf of Mexico continues to be an area to watch. We have the potential for Barry to develop there, but this will not stay well away from Florida. It will not be very close, in other words, if you know what I mean. Anyway, but it does look like some heavier rain for the upper coast of Mexico and perhaps the south coast of Texas, a chance this becomes a tropical depression or even a tropical storm before making landfall, but staying well west of the local area. More, of course, in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJacks.com.